As I came into the meeting today, I felt like the Lord wanted me to speak out a message in tongues. Brotono me pakur torto ripi prekarasi terte dianum roko. Mamre dandro de copolo, tortate mi piki sanato tortio. Pembrendala to corto, ora turtate mi prekanda tardie. Tini topolo coprata tardie neri te che sana torto. Pembrandur to coprato sarta tatie.
While we were praising and worshiping, we spoke about waiting before we came into the meeting. And we were talking about waiting, the children were talking about waiting, and I felt that my tongue was about waiting, and God put on my heart a thing about Simeon. He was full of the Holy Spirit, waiting for Jesus to be revealed. He was told that before he went to heaven, he would see the Lord come. And he now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, because mine eyes have seen the salvation. And we're in a time of waiting too. There's lots of Christians filled with the Holy Spirit, listening on God. God directed Simeon to the temple. He was full of the Holy Spirit, waiting on God. God directed him to the temple to wait for the salvation before he departed. And I just feel that this is connected to what Bob was said in tongues. It's a time of waiting. We're full of the Holy Spirit. We got to wait, just like Simeon waited to. About our salvation. That's just my sense I got.
I just wanted to add something. My sense when Bob prayed was that the Lord saying, I have been here from before you arrived. I've been here waiting for you to come into this room. I have work that I want to do with each one of you. Just be open to the work of my Holy Spirit.
I'd like to add just a bit to what Paula and John said. I feel like the Lord saying, my heart weeps, I grieve, when you turn to the right or to the left. You see the turmoil in the world, you see the devastation and difficulties. I am your salvation in good things and in bad. I am the one who gives you salvation. I'm the one who tenderly cares for you and what's on your heart. Come to me, says the Lord.